Yeah, how like once the breakup happened or ghosting happened or whatever happened, like how long it took for you guys to
Get
be
back.
get back? What are the things you did? How many days you cried? How many tissues you used? What movies you watched and rewatched? यही तो
ओ
था
या मेरे को ना
वो.
तुम लोगों से आई वांट एवरीबॉडीज ब्रेकअप मूवी सजेशंस.
What
सो आफ्टर अ
songs?
पॉइंट, बट फर्स्ट लेट्स कृतिन, एज यू मेंशन, लाइक हाउ लॉन्ग
What's
डिड इट टेक फॉर यू टू मूव ऑन,
on
लाइक द
number
हीलिंग प्रोसेस टू, और
one?
रादर द हीलिंग प्रोसेस टू स्टार्ट.
Yeah, Archita with the A. Role number one.
एक
रिलेशनशिप में आई मूव्ड ऑन व्हाइल आई वाज इन द रिलेशनशिप, सेकंड रिलेशनशिप
Yeah.
स्टिल गोइंग ऑन.
Oh.
परफेक्ट, दैट वाज, आई लव दैट आंसर. मैंने तो मूव कब का कर लिया था. मैं बस इन्फॉर्म कर रही हूं अभी तेरे को कि तू भी मूव ऑन कर ले. अरे
Sorry, I broke up with your phone to tell you.
यार
I told him 1 year later.
Best, no? Dude, I would have loved Archita. I would have loved it if you had like ghosted him for 1 year and then all of us just DM'd him. By the way, we broke up.
Broke up, you know? All toxic fellows. We are all toxic. We are just hiding, trying to be a new group.
Venki is going to bring his poem now. Wait, no. Ha, Uri, go.
Yeah,
Yeah, saying some
Archita.
of the people's pain.
Archita, वो
हाँ. यहाँ पे दो लोग एक साथ बोला. अर्चिता ठीक है, पहले तू बोल.
इसको यू आर टेलिंग.
या अच्छा. व्हाट मूवीज यू वॉच? लाइक यू गेट सैड और व्हाट आर
आई
सॉन्ग्स व्हिच
वॉच
यू?
स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी, आई वॉच लाफ जोक्स.
ओके प्लीज वॉच अ स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी वीडियो.
कृतिन ऑफ कोर्स इज गोइंग टू प्लग. प्लीज वॉच कृतिन का, बहुत फनी वीडियो है, देखो जब तक आगे.
बट इट डजंट हैव सबटाइटल्स सो इट्स इन तमिल टू. आई कांट गो.
आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड कवर द
ओके
वर्ड.
आई'ल डीएम यू
आई
लेटर.
डिड
डोंट डरी,
रीड टर्म.
आई'ल डीएम यू
चलो
लेटर.
बाद में करते हैं ये,
डूड यू
बाद
नो टू
में
रीड तमिल? फक
करते
आई डोंट नो टू रीड. आई'ल रीड.
हैं.
आई कैन रीड बट
रीड, राइट, टॉक,
फक यू नो टू
एवरीथिंग.
राइट. आई एम जेलस ऑफ यू नो.
वेट करो, लाइक क्या चल रहा है, काय करो, लाइक ओके.
डू
सो
यू
हाउ
वॉच स्टैंड अप
लॉन्ग?
कॉमेडी?
अबे चूतिया, पॉडकास्ट
अरे
आके रिले
अरे
ब्रेकअप के ऊपर है.
अरे इट्स नॉट दैट. शी सेड दैट फॉर मूविंग वॉच वॉच अ स्टैंड अप
यू
कॉमेडी.
वॉच स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी क्या है बे.
ओए नो वेट 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 फॉर लाइक
सॉरी
मूविंग
सॉरी,
ऑन. शी वाज
जोक्स.
वाचिंग स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी. शी सेड लाइक डू यू लिसन एनी सॉन्ग्स और लाइक स्पेसिफिक सॉन्ग्स यू लिसन इन?
Songs I get super away from the songs. Those make me feel like I'm gonna kill someone.
वाओ
कौन
सीरियस
सा वाला
कर रहा है?
कौन
मेरा
सा
दूसरा
पार्ट
वाला.
देते हैं.
ओके तो अर्चित, तो हाउ अबाउट योर सेकेंड रिलेशनशिप, हाउ लॉन्ग डिड इट टेक फॉर यू टू यू नो स्टार्ट द हीलिंग प्रोसेस, द स्टार्ट द
इट
हीलिंग
स्टिल
प्रोसेस. आई एम नॉट,
गोइंग ऑन.
नहीं, स्टार्ट द
स्टार्ट
प्रोसेस.
इट टुक मी अराउंड
डोंट क्राई.
फोर, नो आई एम नॉट क्राइंग, फोर फोर एंड हाफ मंथ्स टू एक्चुअली स्टार्ट हीलिंग, बट इट जस्ट गॉटन वर्स विद ईच पार्ट पासिंग
या
डे.
इट इज एन अप एंड डाउन लाइक अ थिंग, लाइक सो मेक्स सेंस. तो इन द मिडिल व्हाट डू यू लाइक, एज कृतन एंड यू ऑलरेडी पॉइंटेड आउट, यू वॉच स्टैंड अप. व्हाट एल्स, व्हाट आर द अदर थिंग्स दैट यू डिड
What's your
दैट हेल्प
self care
यू?
routine or?
व्हाट डिड यू एंड अप डूइंग? व्हाट, हाउ डिड यू हेल्प योरसेल्फ इन दैट मोमेंट? बिकॉज इट, ब्रेकअप इज अ वेरी पर्सनल थिंग एंड अ पॉइंट ऑफ लो एज वेल, राइट, इन दैट. सो हाउ डू यू लाइक sort of come back from there in that moment.
Bro, I think for
So
me art helps. अच्छा, उसको पूछ रहा था कुछ.
हाँ, पहले अर्चिता बोल.
I
वैंकी तू
thought
2 मिनट रुक जाया. मैं
alphabetical
हाँ,
order. Next Nuri.
अल्फाबेटिकल में आते हैं, 2 मिनट. हाँ
Yeah, then Shivani,
तो
then
बोल.
सो
वेंकटेश.
एक्चुअली व्हेन यू ब्रोक अप, इट वाज रियली मेसी. ओके, तो इट टुक मी अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम टू रियलाइज दैट अ लॉट ऑफ शिट हैज हैपेंड व्हेन आई वाज विद हिम. So I had to realize what toxic things which I experienced, which what traits of mine were actually, you know, dug up in that relationship, which are toxic for anybody. So I learned this one thing in therapy. I was going to therapy while I was in the relationship. I learned this one thing where she was like, you should write letters. I used to do it like long back, but not for relationship and stuff. So what I did was I started writing letters, whatever I felt, whatever I had in mind, the questions and everything, I started writing them. It was like I'm yelling at that person, or I'm, you know, crying, and all those emotions filled in those letters, sometimes separately, sometimes all together. I still do that whenever I have this urge to, you know, especially when there's a urge to talk to the person, even if it is just yell at them why, and the question of why which keeps on popping in my head, I note it down. So, and sometimes what I do is I give myself reassurance that it's okay. Like, I know what happened is not okay, but it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. And that's, I reassure myself that, you know, it's better. You did not deserve that. And it's okay like that.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Very, very glad that you were able to. There's pretty strong emotions, and I'm genuinely thankful of, thank you for sharing this this message. Pretty cool. Thank you so much. So, let's move to a different member. Go on.
Nikhil.
So, bolo koi bhi. Haan.
You are alphabetical order. Tu hai.
Oh, me. Dude, my thing was, it took me a long time to realize that.
Dude, I've never been in a relationship.
I thought you were joking.
Okay. Ouch. Uno reverse. One guy, one ponni. Speechless. Speechless.
Loved it. Loved it. Superb that was. Such a genuine question.
Yeah, so another quote from my favorite series. This is it.
I'm sorry.
Every day it gets a little better.
Easier,
but you gotta do it every day. That's the hard part. And it does get easier.
But yeah, this is
super deep.
Good Shakespeare.
It's not my quote.
Dude, it's not his quote. He is not the Shakespeare. Yeah, copy.
Copy paste.
But he's an intellectual. Yeah, that's why he's in the group. So, chalta. But yeah.
Thank you. GPU 50 rupees later. But.
Ye bhootri ke tu de. Mere ko chahiye paisa. But anyway. Dude, I self care. So, yar, it took me a long time. Firstly, you know, when I was at the phase where I needed to move on, it happened very quickly because we had that like breakup thing around 2018 June, and I moved on only around 2020 after April or something. So even though 2019, I was still in that living with the hope ki Something will happen. Yeah. And I did not let myself move on because I was living with that hope ki something will happen. And in my head, what was happening was, if not her, then who? Like, it's the situation with our country right now as well. Right? If not, so anyway, so my side scene. So I was in that state.
I'm searching for my orange t-shirt now. So.
Okay. No, I was go in there. That state. Dude, I was really in that state where I think she's the only person, I would never find someone like her. And that's the delusion that we all live with. Right?
Do you still think like that?
No, never. Dude, I moved on. Okay. Let's just go on. 2020, I moved on. How? Because I had this conversation with my friend who sort of yelled at me and told me that I deserve better. And she literally, I had this conversation, she literally told me that I deserve better. And I was like, okay, I give up at this point. because I was also battling my depression in that mind, and just too much I was going through as well. And I just gave up. So that's the thing. I just gave up. And I was like, I wanted to let it go. And I was like, I'll just have this one conversation with her. Just one conversation. I was in touch with her. That's why I was still there's still hope. There's something or the other. But I had that one conversation, and I just told her that, you know, this this is it. I'm sorry. I was also a toxic self. I'm not going to imply that I was not doing that shit where I was, you know, gaslighting people. I was, you know, all that crap. But I was sort of, in a way, living with that hope when the other person was not doing anything. When the other person was not doing, we are living in that hope ki, I will try my best to keep this relationship, which is a toxic thing. After a point, it does get toxic. When you just prolong it, because you are not allowing them the space to be them, because they are also living with the thing now. Ki, kya ho raha hai? So that was happening for me. So when I had that conversation with my friend, who she literally told that I deserve better. I did not think that I deserve better, but I just gave up. And when I gave up, I had this conversation with the person, and I just told her how I changed, how I was not the person I was. And it felt good. That was an instant, you know, start of moving on. And 10 days later, I found someone better. Okay. Literally, it took 10 days. It took 10 days. I'm not even making this up. I talked to the better person for 2 months. Wait, no. It gets worse. I talked to the better person for 2 months. I was going to ask her out. She was also dealing with her ex-boyfriend nonsense. Her shit was way darker. So I was talking with her for 2 months. I was going to ask her, we were talking every day. It was going so smooth. One of the most beautiful experiences I've had. And our last conversation that I remember was about, what was the conversation? Yeah, the conversation was about, have you been to a haunted place? And then she told no. And then she ended up ghosting me.
Baba, baba, baba.
That is so...
That's genius, dude. That's a genius.
I he's still can't. I haven't. I,
he's a comedian, dude. He's an inborn comedian. He's an inborn comedian, dude.
Fucking that is genius. That, like,
genius level shit.
That was genius. I respect her craft more, okay? Because 6 hours hum log roz baat karta tha. 6 fucking hours every single day at night. Okay, Snapchat में instant replies दे दे के हम लोग बात करता था and you know the best part, I told her कुछ भी कर ले ghost मत कर and then the next conversation
he did that, dude.
You gave her the idea, yeah. Yeah, you gave the recipe to her.
Why are you guys attacking him?
वो भूत रे बन गई. Dude, I was sort of like, भाई वो मेरे को weird लगा ना, because I came out of one relationship and then immediately two was, and then I got this. I was to completely like, and this was very new to me to be ghosted. I was asking my close friend where ye iska kya matlab hai, ye 20 din reply nahi aaya, iska kya matlab hai, iska ye matlab hai ki tu chutiya hai. like wow, dude, the self doubt I had, the crying I had, dude, I literally broke down like crazy. I'm not even like, that was my peak. Like that was like, I this is just way too much for me, because dude, ghosting na is horrible. Whatever you want to call it, I hate ghosting. I've been ghosted thrice and like longer this thing, and I hate it. I don't respect people who end up ghosting. Because no, you no. Might have this confront nahi kar sakte hai, whatever. And but the problem is, when you end up ghosting, you are basically, I felt when I was ghosted the first 2 times, I felt like I was not even worth a lousy text.
Same.
That's the fuck all part.
But you are not.
You feel like it's your fault when it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you analyze everything. Like, what happened? Yeah. What did I say? What did I do? Maybe I should have not said that. I should not have done that.
Yeah. It's so weird, dude. After a point, you just, you end up realizing how shitty the world is. After a point, but then the healing process for me started once, like, it found, I think it kind of made me a little better as a human being. Because I had to realize the pain to not do it to anybody else. So that was one takeaway that I got from there. Like, hum log ko realize nahi hota hai that we end up like, what one thing can, how can it affect someone? Like, we live, right? I mean, do you guys believe that we live in a very selfish world right now, in the sense ki it's all about our feelings and not about the other person? It doesn't matter who we are.
Day by day, it's becoming like that, right?
It's like, it's like therapy, like, even when it comes to therapy, everything, it's sort of like, my feelings is what that matters. I couldn't care less if it's affecting you.
Yeah, so let me say something else. There was this guy known as David Foster Wallace. He killed himself. He was an author. So there's a speech where David Foster Wallace, wait, I have his book. I haven't read it, but yeah. So he has a speech in YouTube. He talks about, it's a really good speech. But at the end of the day, what he's trying to say that we are, after all, we are humans, dude. So what happens is that there's even a song in Tamil by Kurangan Band. So if you want to, it's much more simpler version of that. He's trying to say that if you're standing in a bus, or you're standing in a, you're in a grocery store, and there's a, you're better, you're in a traffic, and there's a green signal, and there's a car, and it, the person doesn't know to start the car, and she's not able to start the car, or he's not able to start the car. What does everybody say? Mair mari pandra patiyala, mair mari pandra. What is the problem?
Translation.
Why is she not starting the car? And again, red light falls, and everybody's shouting at that person who the car didn't move. But at the end of the day, we don't know what the person has been going through. So
exactly,
we don't know what is happening. And sometimes this is what the songs go. We are having a small movie which is running in our head, where we are the heroes, and everything is happening around us. But the point is, we aren't. We have to see that. We are people, and there are other people together. Sometimes you have to go in the empathetic mode. If somebody cuts the queue, or somebody is not able to, somebody because of something, or the traffic is withheld, it's okay, dude. But let's not rush.
Just accepting the fact that you are a side character in somebody's life.
Yeah.
It's good to, you know, think about these things, and also to start working towards accepting these things. But no matter what we say, jab tak ye understanding aati hai, tab tak we have already been, you know, saints or Satan in someone's life.
Yeah.
We have ghosted. Yeah. We all have been ghosted. We all have been treated like the toxic person, and we all have treated someone like a toxic person. Matlab nahin, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying we have been on the receiving end of someone's toxicity, and we have been also on the giving end of the toxicity. I think it's a good thing to always. So,
you know, what I feel is the worst part is,
this is a speech.
A lot of us, we end up thinking that we had to go through something to, you know, I see a lot of it, and it's only that I went through this that I changed and become what I am. And I'm like, you didn't deserve to go through this. Let's just stop blaming on your traumatic experiences that made you better.
Yeah, again, I would like to quote from BoJack.
I would majorly disagree with you.
Arey, for us, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not saying everybody would. Yeah, sure. Everybody's experiences are different. That's what I'm saying. So for everybody, it's not ki it makes them a better person, or rather, for a lot of people. Traumatic experiences break them as well. That's the conversation that needs to be had as well. Like, it's not just a traumatic experience makes you a stronger human being. A lot of people, sure, it does. It's a great thing for a lot of people, sure. Yeah. But for a lot of people, it also breaks them as well. It broke me. In a lot of ways, it broke me as well. It does. It made me a stronger human in other aspects. But
So I would like to say something else. Okay. Again, I would quote BoJack Horseman. It's one of the best shows ever made. So there's this person known as Diane Nugent, and she says that whatever she is, she's an author, and everything she writes is because of her traumatic experience, and she believes that out of this traumatic experience, she should do something to this world, or else the trauma is wasted. But the point is, at the end of the day, trauma is trauma, dude. That's it. Please don't glorify trauma. Because of trauma only I'm able to create art. Because of pain only I'm able to create art. It's okay that few artists are able to do that. But as I don't call myself an artist, I'm a comedian. And yeah, at the end of the day, every joke comes out of something like sad or something which bad happened to someone. But people say that, trauma, say I'm writing a book because of this trauma or because of this thing, I'm writing this. And day by day because of this. And other than that, even movies glorify it in a way in each and every story. Because we had a breakup, the hero goes, the hero writes a makes a movie and is famous. And sort of
I disagree with both of what you guys are saying.
Yeah, this is my
perspective. Go on.
No, I'm saying that I think this is the point of irrelevant stories is also to share your own thoughts, right? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not like this is the example of how two different ideologies can still coexist together and be friends. That's all. मैं मैंसप्लेन कर रहा था ब्रो तेरे को दैट्स हाउ अर्चिता फेल्ट व्हेन यू डिड द सेम दैट्स हाउ शिवानी फेल्ट व्हेन यू डिड द सेम
मैंने एक बार मैंसप्लेन किया क्या
अरे वैसे मजाक कर रहा हूं ब्रो बोल
अरे नहीं
ऑल मैंसप्लेनिंग
आई थिंक वेरी आई एम वेरी सीरियस अबाउट दिस
इज अ मेन
अरे रुको अर्चिता ट्राइड
इमोशनल ड्यूड ही इज गेटिंग इमोशनल ड्यूड Venky doesn't get emotional.
Venky fuckboy. Chod, nahi, waisa sab nahi. Ruko.
Venky is getting...
Ruko. Archita was going to say something. Best thing happened. Uska network itna fuck all hai. Uska network ki mansplain nahi karne de raha hai. Chod. Okay. Venky, go on. And then we can move to other members.
Venky, you wanted to say something.
What was your idol? What is it that you believe?
I think I agree that glorifying trauma is not the good thing. But I also would like to emphasize that trauma, pain, and all sorts of things that we say we don't want is actually what makes you a better human being at the end of the day. That is what provides you depth. Because the issue is we romanticize happiness. And we romanticize happiness to the point that we start saying ki, मुझे जिंदगी में चाहिए ही सिर्फ खुशी दैट्स नॉट हाउ लाइफ वर्क्स दैट्स नॉट हाउ इट इज एवर गोइंग टू वर्क बिकॉज दैट व्हाट यू नो व्हाट्स गोना हैपन इफ यू से कि मेरे को जिंदगी में चाहिए ही सिर्फ खुशी तो अगर तुमको किसी भी चीज से खुशी मिलती है ना कल उससे खुशी मिलनी बंद हो जाएगी क्योंकि तुम कुछ उससे ऊपर चाहोगे
करेक्ट
So you cannot romanticize happiness and you cannot of course you cannot
romanticize sadness that's what I'm trying to say
Yeah, no, you can. The thing is that you cannot romanticize either end of the
spectrum. Yeah, exactly. You can't.
Life happens in the middle.
Exactly the point. So when we were trying to tell you that, rather tell anybody, it's not like I'm romanticizing happiness. I hate happiness.
He's romanticizing depression. That's the reason even depression is depression.
I always believe that you need positivity, you need negativity. And I use this analogy in every step of the way where positivity and negativity are your two best friends. If you end up hanging out with your best friend, let's say I'm hanging out with positive and negative. These are two of my best friends.
Positive,
I hang out with them. Okay. I am just hanging out with one person while ignoring the other. The other person will do everything it can to get my attention because the other person is feeling insecure, lonely. There's a lot of things that the person is experiencing. So he'll try everything it can to get our attention. Both from a positive side and negative side. You end up going to the negative side, you will end up being, hey, bhai, main bhi idhar hi hu. When you go to the negative side, you will be like, okay, when you go to the positive side, hey, bhai, main bhi hu, idhar hi hu main. Why are you not seeing me the way I am? And the person, when you end up, I believe if you end up being too happy, or rather when you end up being too positive, everything, you end up losing a touch of how the world works and you will lose that empathetic touch. When you're too negative, you sort of look at the world in a very cynical way, where everything is just fuck all. You don't, like, you know, in a very weird way. So
Can I sum it up, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
What Venkatesh and Nikhil are trying to say is that optimistic nihilist. That's the correct word, optimistic nihilist. What?
No, it's auto pinadi.
be optimistic nihilist. Yeah, that's what, like, I guess, like, from both of your conversation, that's what I'm trying to get it
perfect. Yeah.
Optimistic nihilistic. Yeah,
actually, we don't need this sadness and everything, so we can appreciate more better when you have good days.
Yeah.
As Venky said, you'd be like, yeah, this is good. I want better. No, we never want better. Honestly, happiness is very subjective. They have their own version of happiness.
Yeah.
So what is happy for you, it might not be for me. So I just believe in one thing. Like I don't want to do something. I don't want them to do to me. So I just go by this. I will not do something to someone I don't want them to do to me. So I try to go by this code, but I won't say I'm perfect. I've ghosted people too, not in relationships but in friendship.
Dude, that's bad, dude. Nori.
I know.
Are you a bad person? No.
Yeah. Hacker mental.
Hacker mental.
Bad person. You guys only saying good.
No, dude. I don't believe you are bad humans, Rhea.
Just saying all this to say.
Dude, if you're bad, you wouldn't be on the podcast. I'm just.
No.
I am a cynical human being in that way. That's all. I like defending my people.
Yeah, now let's move on to Nuri. Like, what is your
self-care routine when after having a bad breakup or ghost?
I just said the first, second one, I don't remember what I did. I remember both. First one, he ghosted. I didn't know it was ghosting, like Nikhil. I didn't know it was. Why did you text me for 10 days?
Bahut chhod chuka hai, ma'am, tere ko.
It's called ghosting. I said, acha.
Nuri, when was this?
The first one, he stopped messaging me, whatever. So I didn't know.
When was this?
It was beginning 2019. So he ghosted me. So I didn't know what it was. So I Googled. I was like, why didn't he text me for 10 days? Google said it means ghosting. I thought, oh, mar gaya. Because ghosting.
जिंदा तो है यार, मरा तो नहीं है ये हराम ज्यादा.
Anyway, so I was sad. I won't lie. I was, as Nikhil said, I was like, what did I say? What did I do? What happened?
Correct.
Did I do anything wrong? Did I do anything bad? I mean, what was the movie? Because last time we met, we had a hug, and after that, no conversation, nothing. We had a good time. Even though he was putting me down a bit, but still, I didn't do anything bad or whatever. I don't remember. So I was just analyzing, over-analyzing. I was telling to many people what happened. Then mid 2020, I see this guy, and as if nothing happened, he comes to sit next to me, and he's like, "So Nuri, what's up?" And I looked at him and I said, "Fuck you." That's when I got my closure.
Oh. Yes. Nuri, you could have actually gone to Marani abhi to.
I did not. I was just said two words, and his best friend was nearby. Was like, wow.
Yaar, tu sachi mein, you should have been shocked and be like, I thought you were dead. Aisa karke sahi mein.
Two words. I need to talk.
Benchod bhaag gaya.
I didn't see him afterwards.
What a great line, dude. Fuck off, fuck you, bola. Bench was bhaag gaya wo.
That day, I was still having kind of, because it was the first time I was with someone in my life. Because we had a proper date, you know, a proper restaurant.
Yeah.
Really romantic. The first one I had. It was very romantic. We went for dinner. Then we went stargazing.
Thanks. I'll note it.
भाई वो ghost भी किया था लड़का. Don't note that, okay?
Then anyway, I got my closure. Second one, the guy who made me, who gaslighted me. So that guy, he ghosted me. I'm the kind of person, I just
go back to the place I went with him. So I get, no, I get used to the, I get comfortable with the feeling of being left. So I can go back to the places again and don't feel sad. So I just go back. I just went back to the place we first had our first date, and I was just sad. I said, like, it's my way of, like, you know, grieving, I guess, what happened. So I just went back.
Actually, no, no.
I think that's a very strong thing also to do.
That's, you know, very strong. Exposure therapy in a way.
I don't think I remember. एक poem लिखी थी मैंने.
भाई व्यक्ति तो emotional दिखा रहा है. बहुत बहुत cute लग रहा है. सही में.
क्या?
बहुत. Nikhil, it's so cute. Please go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's cute?
He is very cute. Literally, genuinely बहुत cute लगा मेरे को अभी. कॉम्प्लीमेंट कर रहा था, वो पोएम ढूंढ रहा था, चूतिया.
अरे मिल रहा है, मिल रहा है. नूरी तेरे को याद होगी वो कहानी जो पोएम का टाइटल था जिसका, लोग अभी पढ़ेगा मैं तो याद आ जाएगी. कहाँ गई?
I'm getting old, you know, I have memory issues.
But you know, Nuri, yaar, you was very strong.
Nuri बोल रही है ना,
yeah, but
बोल रही है. I go back to that place. भाई मेरी इतनी फटती है ना उस जगह वापस जाने से, इतनी फटती है ना. Like
I know.
Facing up your demons, like.
Yeah, yeah.
मैंने पोएम जो लिखी थी उसमें
मेरा मेरा व्हेन आई गो बैक ना वो मेल्टडाउन ही आता है पहले तो
आई वेंट बैक आता है आई वेंट बैक
पोएम दैट आई रोट अबाउट स्टोरीज ऑफ आवर लाइव्स की हाउ डिफरेंट स्टोरीज यू नो शेप आवर आइडेंटिटी सो उसमें एक लाइन ये भी थी और कहानी है उस रात की और कहानी उस रात की भी तो है जो सिर्फ मेरे गीले तकिए ने सुनी और फिर उसी में सिमट कर कट गई और उन गलियों की जो उसके शहर में तो अब भी हैं पर वो अब उस शहर में नहीं और ना ही मेरी हिम्मत है उन गलियों से अब निकलने की. तो इसका जो सिस्टम है कि मैं वापस वहां जाके मैं बोलती हूँ
वेंकी का पोएम को तू ऐसा ऐसा करके
पूरी मैड रिस्पेक्ट ब्रो मैड रिस्पेक्ट
बट वेंकी यार मैड रिस्पेक्ट आपके लिए यार क्या अरे अरे भाई मेरे दो दोस्तों को क्रश है यार इस पे अभी और आके मेरे को अभी भेजेंगे यार वेंकी कितना क्यूट है यार उसको ही करके बोल देना
dude actually what
so cute यार नहीं नहीं बट वेंकी सही में क्यूट है बहुत क्यूट बहुत
पानी पी ले
मतलब द पोएट्री
can I finish the story
कर
अरे
So yeah, I was back there. I sat there for a while, then I started crying. And his house was just nearby. I wanted to bring a stone and break.
yeah, this is a Nuri Vino.
I don't know where it was, but I didn't do it because otherwise there won't be any difference between him and me if I didn't do it.
Oh.
Is that the reason, Nuri?
Is that the reason
or was it you going to jail?
I have this one friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was this one situation, okay, where I reacted as any human would in that situation. And he went like, you're not me, you're Archita. And I'm like, it felt like, you know, I know that I'm a better person than you, but that doesn't mean I can't get angry, I can't show my emotions, I can't react how I want to be. So he was like, I am me and you're you. I'm like, human being, insaan hai. Mere ko react karna padega, how am I supposed to react? I'm not going to listen to you saying, I'm an asshole, so you can't be an asshole.
Well, that's such a weird thing to do, na? You should not be me. मैं बहुत ही कतई हराम ज्यादा हूँ but don't stoop down my level. Why I'll not try myself to become a better human being. Fucking
Yeah, he was like, if I was in your place, I would have left you if you cheated on me. I was like, yeah, that I would do. I'm going to leave you because you cheated on me. He's like, you can't do this because you're not me.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't be like, what the fuck? Wow, fucking hell, that's such an asshole.
Full on gaslighting, dude.
This was the situation.
Full on gaslighting, dude. Masterclass Janowski sath.
Master Atiti mat.
हाँ ना श्री शिवाड़ी लड़ाई लड़ कहाँ से कर रहे हो माँ चूती हो क्या मैं तुम
कैसे कर लेते
that moment I was like fuck you
अर्चिता यार how are you end up finding guys who are just यार इतना कैसा इनके पास में confidence होता है यार एक teacher को पटा रहा है एक कह के ऐसा सब कर रहा है like मैं cheat किया you don't leave me because you are not me
because you are a better person you are a bigger person so give me a chance ye kya chutiya aap
I hate shit I don't understand this
no, sorry ye bhi nahi hai ki you are a bigger person ye bhi nahi bola you are bola
you are not me
you are not me
main karta to main chhod deta
I know
because that is I don't know whether he is complimenting himself or she he is you know disrespecting her
sab kar raha hai wo bro wo sab kar raha hai wo
mind fuck on different level
bro hai bro
like, bro hai bro
main tereko bigger person bhi bol raha hai main tereko chutiya bhi bol raha hai ek hi time pe
bro pro hai hum log ko master class jana chahiye to live life
bro mereko aisa master class se kuch nahi karna hai I would rather die a virgin if I then being this kind of a person.
Yeah. I am on that path only. I'm on that path only.
40-year-old virgin isn't a movie.
I'm exactly on that path. Going strong.
Yeah. Documentary.
Strong to cream centers.
I had wantons ठीक है बढ़िया ठीक है छोड़ो
या
बंदी के साथ भाई कृतिक तू तीन बंदियों के साथ शूट कर रहा है दोनों दोस्त है सब तीनों दोस्त है मेरी तो क्या हो गया इसमें अभी
ओ अपड़ी यार या पड़ा भाई let's carry on okay we'll move to next the part is really going good next after
नहीं wait नूरी के बाद
Can
you just tell me what is a rage room?
It's an amazing
can you
concept.
Go and break
whatever
off?
You want.
Kitna paisa lagta hai?
So it's in Bangalore apparently in India.
Now it has opened in Bangalore. Yeah. I was so jealous of Bangalore people.
Yeah, but like 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000 for like half an hour, 1,000.
I don't pay. I pay 1,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees just to break things off, to take my anger off.
You can break fridge, you can break TVs, you can break washing machine, you can break whatever you want.
I know I shouldn't be called, but this, isn't this just human civilization in a nutshell? हम लोग कुछ कर रहे मतलब वॉर नहीं हुआ कुछ chaos नहीं होता है ना तो मतलब अंदर का एंग्स निकल के बाहर नहीं आ रहा है
Yeah, Archita joined a boxing class. It'd be amazing.
Oh, but logo ke daant ud ud ke jayenge fir. I have so much anger in me.
Join a boxing
Nuri,
class.
Complete na, please.
Haan. I forgot what I wanted to say.
Yeah, exactly. Dekha. Mere ko lagga hi.
Sorry.
So, rage room. Okay. So, you were talking about you have not healed yet. Like you have not moved on completely.
He was a narcissistic. So I sent him a message. Last time, the first one I didn't send anything. Second one, I sent a message saying, fuck off. Because he didn't have a job or whatever. So I was paying every time he went on a date.
Oh.
So it was very expensive for me. So mentally, he even borrowed money from me. He didn't give me back.
Can so, you did you send the you owe me this much?
Oh, उसको पता है चुच्चा को.
जीवन वो सारा थेरेपी सेशन.
You should text him and he's like, ये मेरा थेरेपी का बिल है तेरी वजह से भेज.
नहीं नहीं, not just थेरेपी बिल, पैसा खाने के लिए. So you just send an amount ना ऐसा 10,000 euro.
Dude, no dude, how much your money? He even gives the you don't heal you.
भेज, तू मैसेज कर उसको, उसको दिखे तो सही कि यार बाकी सब तो ठीक है. तो हुआ हमारे
भी. Kritin, do you really think she is going to give her money? He does not have that much principle and all. Okay, if he did, he wouldn't be ghosting.
He doesn't put any money. He thinks she person has money. So probably.
इसके ऊपर अपना सेट वगैरह लिखना ब्रो. कॉमेडी होने का फायदा तो उठा.
कॉमेडी होने का फायदा तो उठा.
बोल दे. Why did you make him
people and their audacity?
I know.
Yeah, there's this Seinfeld. There's an episode where this girl breaks up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. And he drinks some coffee.
Kristen, is that you? Kristen, is that us?
I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That part alone.
Yeah. And she's like.
I saw that coming from a mile away. Like, thank you.
Yeah, that's what like Noori is like. Oh, apdi. Okay.
So
he
paid, then he paid me back, but still, I feel like something is there. And it's not healed. I'm just angry. I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck am I letting these people doing this to me? Because I don't deserve this kind of treatment.
Rage room, boxing,
everything. Self care routine.
I like dance.
Dancing is great. Dancing is great. Recently, I found out when I was dancing at my friend's wedding. I realized that I like dancing when I found out that I was dancing at my friend's wedding.
I thought you were going to say something else, and I'm happy you said wedding. But
no. Where else would I dance? I have too much social anxiety to go to clubs, bro. I just can't.
Bro, you're in Tamil Nadu. Do you know where else they dance?
Where? Ah, death! Oh, death! No. No, dude, I was not doing kut.
Kut, not kut, like kut.
Sorry.
Say dosa, say it.
Moodra, bade.
Say sambar, say sambar, say
sambar. Hey, I know, I'm a Tamil, like, I was born and raised, so speak Tamil. Properly.
Yeah, next let's move to
Venkatesh. Venkatesh.
Yeah.
Ruko, usko last pe aate hai. Fuckboy, na aaram se aate hai. Sorry. Shivani. Shivani. Please tell na. Hey, no. Breakup ka nahi. When you were like, when you go like sort of in a situation, got out, how was the healing? Kitna time laga?
The reference that I made, us waqt I had a bigger fuck up to take care of. So, this one.
So, that was your self care routine? to form more.
I think thank my fuck ups for that, because I didn't spend any time thinking about the guy or the anything, whatever little I did end up having with him. Yeah. My trauma demanded my attention more than the guy. Like the other trauma, not the guy ka trauma.
So yeah,
post which, and that, because of that trauma, I ended up in therapy, which gave a lot of realization. And mere paas content nahi hai is baar. Ye
kya amazing.
I thought you guys would say.
Mere paas content nahi yaar, shucks yaar. Ek toxic relationship hota hai, marne ka tha mere ko aisa, fekne ka tha window pe. Kafi hota.
Ab se tu koi topic post karega na bro, I don't know much about it. Like anime ke bare mein mere ko kuch pata nahi tha. I would just say mere paas content nahi hai bro iske liye.
Aaya to. तू आया तो बिस्किट के एपिसोड में आके बीच एपिसोड में आया वापस बोला मैं तो बिस्किट खाता ही नहीं हूँ और पक्का हो गया 40 मिनट हमने बकचोदी की बे हमने आके 40 मिनट बकचोदी की बोलता है 20 एपिसोड में आके भाई मैं तो बिस्किट खाता ही नहीं हूँ अबे मदर चो तू चिकन के एपिसोड में आया है भाई बहुत बहुत क्यूट लगा
मैंने बताए थे ब्रो जो बिस्किट्स में खाता था
वो
hey, wait, एक डिफरेंट पॉडकास्ट
मुझे
बहने दे
वो गणपति बह गया
मजा गणपति बह गया डोंट वरी अबाउट इट अच्छा और निखिल तू राजस्थान से तेरे को बहना एक्सप्लेन करना पड़ेगा क्या
okay, I like this bhaiya wala joke dada.
Very good. Bhaiya is sister, no boy. Yeah.
Bhaiya is sister.
There are two levels of joke in this. One is definitely on sister, the other one is also on water.
Water.
So something is fishy here. And wet. What a slippery slope we are walking on.
Sweet home Alabama.
Yaar.
So sorry, Becky, Florida.
Bolna. What was your self-care routine?
Bas sound effect de raha tha.
Bas. Bol.
Mani continue karne dena bro. Abhi to usko kahani sunani thi apni.
वो बोली ना मेरे पास कंटेंट ही नहीं है इसके बारे में वो बोली खांड मराओ मेरे पास नहीं है इसके बारे में मेरी लाइफ ठीक ही थी ऐसा इतना बकचोदी नहीं हुआ ऐसा तो गो ऑन आप ही हो आप हो उसके बाद अपना कृतिन से भी थोड़ा निकलवाएंगे कंटेंट रुको ना बोलो
वो जो सबसे बेसिक चीज है दैट वाज द गुड द बेस्ट थिंग फॉर मी वाज आर्ट Like,
oh, nice.
I think for me, the good happens or the bad happens, the answer is always in art. That's it. Maybe painting or photography or poetry. That's it. Or watching movies, watching comedy shows, listening to movies. And then there are times when one of my, what's the word? Things that comfort me is either watching comedy shows or just going to sleep. Like I literally just go for like 12 hours, 14 hours of sleep. And that's about it. So it's either art or sleep. And also spending time in nature. Three things.
Yeah, for me, it was traveling that helped me. Every time some fucked up thing happened, I just took my backpack and I went somewhere alone. When this thing, the second guy happened, I went to Hampi for 4 days. I had no internet, nothing. 4 days I was there. And I met a lot of amazing people.
Wow, yeah.
It's
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Actually, I think it depends on the situation of life that I am in. Sometimes, if I'm staying at home, then it's usually, either being by myself, writing something, or watching something. If I can get out, then I would pick my bike and I would just go for a ride, or I would take my camera and go for a walk and take photos. So it's a combination of multiple things. Like sometimes it's just going for a hike, or going to just sit on the beach, or going for a swim. I don't know, there can be many things. It's I can't pinpoint one thing, but I do remember, like, not this is not related to breakup though, this one, but I do remember that there have been times when I felt really fucked up in my head, and I would just lay on the couch and sleep. That's it. That's what I've done. And at that time I was living alone. So I think that's a blessing that I was living alone at that time. So there was no one who could say that do not sleep here or do not, do this. I could just be on the couch and be done with it. And, been blessed, I really, really feel blessed by the kind of friends that I have, because they have literally been through with me. Like, they have really, really been with me through all my issues. I would call them up. I think Nuri has also been on the receiving end of such calls that, bro, I cannot survive right now. Just stay on the call. And I would not say anything. My friends would not say anything. we would just stay on the call. They would just stay on the call with me for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Even I would go on, I would go to sleep with someone being there on the call. That's it. So there have been these different kind of things which have, I think, helped me battle through, survive through, fight through, march on, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
What?
But I do feel that there is one thing that I'm really missing in my life.
What was there? Why am I not hating him right now?
Yeah, but whatever he
why do I love him?
proper Vikram just pulled a proper thing. I don't know what to call it.
Now kuch bhi hota hai na, life mein aisa fuck up hota hai. He pulled out a Venkatesh. Aisa hi bolega.
No, hey dude, whatever you're going, this is a trauma response, dude. You don't want people to feel pity on you, and hence you say all these things and you finish it on a joke.
Yeah. Main to start hi joke se karta hu. Need chahiye pity. No. You know, but the best, very good. My favorite self care routine. Abhi recently I found out. Recently,
please don't say Hilana.
Like my depression hit, and I realized that I have no masculinity. What happened?
It's our hands relationship, dude.
What happened? Sorry. मेरे को सुनाई नहीं दिया. Joke कुछ हुआ क्या? Yeah. मैं कुछ गलत बोल दिया क्या? मैं कुछ गलत बोला हूँ. मेरे को मालूम है, लेकिन क्या? वो मेरे को समझ नहीं आ रहा.
I said, please don't say Hilana.
Oh.
Yeah, mut marna. Yeah, whatever.
So that is there. That is there, but no, not just that. Anyway, so why was I like, once my depression hit, I realized no masculinity I have. So it helped me get over this thing of crying, okay? And then I realized I liked crying after a point. So it was just that. Now I was having this that I'm about to break down, but I don't know when. So I was in that, like, I knew I'm going to break. I just didn't know when. So I just worked. I had my work. I completed my work evening around 6 o'clock or something, 6:30. I opened Netflix and suddenly I started watching Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Oh, that's like 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Yeah, two, three days ago. And I don't know. I've never watched Kabhi Khushi Khushi Gham in one sitting. So I've watched it in batches. But I have never watched it in the sitting. And I was fighting my own, like, I was having some problems with myself and stuff. So, I don't know. I like even small scenes, dude. Like small, some emotional connect, some kuch bhi emotional scene aa raha, I'm crying. And I end up crying almost every 15 minutes. And matlab wo aisa kuch bhi emotional, wahan pe koi public ro raha hai, toh idhar se bhi rona aa raha hai. So, it's just that. I don't know. And in that way, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham ke gaane toh mast hai. So I was also enjoying the dance. So it's like carnival ho raha hai, rona bhi aa raha hai. So I don't know what was happening. I skipped the Kajol aur Shahrukh wo dance karta hai na Egypt mein, wo song skip kiya. Well, wo nahi dekhne ka hai mere ko, baki sab dekho, ye nahi dekhne ka hai, baki chalo baki dekhte. So yeah, dude, I realized crying was cool. And after I ended up crying quite a bit, 8:30 baje hue the, and I felt better. I really felt better. And I've realized that if I end up getting into a relationship with someone, whatever, she'll have to handle a lot of me crying. You'll have to lose all the image of traditional masculinity that they have, because yahan pe kuch bhi emotional, remotely emotional, and I'm ending up crying. So that's the one thing I'm really liking about me.
Wow.
It's not something I'm not liking. It's not like I don't care anymore that what people end up thinking about this, but I really like, because it was really therapeutic for me. It was really helpful because I sort of needed that in that moment. Yeah. Dhai ghante barbaad kiye, but mast tha. Like, totally worth it. Like,
yeah.
like to say this one thing, which like I have talked to a lot of guys who are scared to be vulnerable about their emotions, about their feelings, especially crying. And I've seen people go mard ko dard nahi hota. And when they are being vulnerable, they apologize for being that. And I just want to say generally, guys, you being vulnerable is one of the best thing you could do to a girl. Like, literally. It's so fucking sweet. I know, because I have experienced it. When guys become vulnerable, you feel so...
I'll
say Archita. So this is one when I was down, right? This girl said that she thought it was a joke. One of my friends was a girl, she came to me and said that, oh, you being emotional, why are you being emotional? Why are you getting angry and this stuff? What if she gets emotional? Who'll handle her? You should be the one.
That's the weirdest line.
You have to be masculine, right? And so if you're not masculine, what the fuck are you going to take care of it? They do this and do that and do this. And like, huh, okay. So emotional, the point is that I was growing up, I used to cry a lot for even small things. It has come to a point now where I can't cry. So when you cry, I can't cry now. Unless something really bad happened,
I couldn't cry.
I watch movies, I get tears, but I can't like cry properly. It's been long. I cried like properly at Avengers movie. I don't like Marvel, but for some reason something happened, I started to cry. But after that, I didn't have like proper
good cry.
Avengers movie?
The last part. Infinity War.
Endgame.
So Captain America comes and says, Avengers, assemble. So that part, yeah. But for something, I was having some bad day. But that was emotional that day. So, but I do like watching movies, but I can't like have a good cry.
Watching movies,
I like proper tears, but I can't cry. My way of handling trauma as or anything sad is like Venkateshwar, whatever he says, that sleep. Or else I call my friends, Bakshot. Or I eat comfort foods. That's it. Or I watch movies, dude. I watch movies. I just indulge myself in reading book or movies. Just dive into it. Watch it. After like 2 days, 3 days, I'm back. Kirtan is back. Kirtan has shit to do. Kirtan has to leave on. That's it. Because
like you said, I mean,
what is your relationship with food? I eat a lot when I'm sad.
Dude, I had like special cravings. I want to have poha now. So poha is such a comfort food for me for some reason.
Perfect food.
Kanda poha is such a comfort food.
Kanda poha is
such a comfort food.
So, for me, sushi.
Dude, we are poor people.
We are in Chennai. We are in Chennai.
Chawal ka idli milta hai. Chawal ka sushi nahi.
You get aalu bhujia?
यहाँ पे आलू भुजिया मिलता है बे लाइक सुशी कहाँ से मिलेगा नहीं यार सुशी इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड चने
गुड वन बट एनीवे फाइंड इट गुड वन सर रियली हार्ड फाइंड
पहले हम लोग कोई और पॉडकास्ट में चले जाएं वेंकी आप कुछ बोल रहे थे बोलिए जरा यू आर गुड टू से इज प्रिपेयर्ड देन वी वर ऑल टॉकिंग एंड देन यू वर जस्ट मेकिंग
नथिंग रिलेवेंट
ये पॉडकास्ट का नाम इररिलेवेंट है
ओहो प्लग इन Chumeshwari performance.
Kritin was saying that I disappear for 2-3 days and then I come back. So I say a similar thing that I just like a tortoise, I go back in my shell and then.
Perfect.
Like, build up.
Hibernate. Is the hibernation types. Yeah. In a way. Yeah.
More or less.
So, but the problem is that I don't know. I do stand up comedy. I Nikhil do stand up comedy. People tend to. See, always as a car. Yeah, of course, Nuri did stand up comedy. Sorry. Sorry, Nuri. I forgot you. Nuri does. So,
are nahi. Basically, what's happening? Nikhil or Kritin, hum log kal bahut aisa kal perform kiya hai na ek bande ke samne.
And two back to back open mics event. So it seems like people treat us like a comedians only most of the times. You're like Kirtin Mayur, you said you're always making jokes or you're making fun. You're always funny. Why are you being sad? I'm like, buddy, I need me some time. Okay. I need some time. But mostly, I don't know about like other comedians, but most of the comedians use jokes as a trauma response or like a coping mechanism. But sometimes, dude.
Lori, no, what?
I
didn't
yesterday.
So
don't open that kind of one.
But at the end of the day, we are also humans, right? So we have to go, we have to take rest. Sometimes I don't feel like doing anything. This is what my therapist said, that don't, I like to be productive a lot. So see, if I'm not productive, I feel like shit as a shitty person at the end of the day. This is again, amazing BoJack Horseman episode where he says, I'm a piece of shit. The entire episode, he says, I'm a piece of shit because I didn't do anything. So at the end of the day, if I don't do anything, I feel like a piece of shit. I'm like, what's the meaning of existing? I don't do even one thing. And this is what my therapist said. It's okay to be that. What's the problem in not doing anything? What's the problem in going and sleep? I like to sleep in sofa. It's sort of comfort. I don't have sofa in there, but when I'm at home, I like to sleep in sofa. That sofa has some kind of comfort.
You know, sofa is a weird kind of a comfort.
But yeah,
perfect. I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect. And it's okay to not do anything, dude. It's okay to cry. It's okay. At the end of the day, even okay to shout, your ex left no other mom, whatever you want to say. It's okay, dude. At the end of the day, we are just people.
Ooh. Bro, yeah. I've also done that a lot. Like just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, dude. I had like a lot of anger issues. I used to break stuff growing up.
No, not out of anger.
Yeah.
Like it would get so much built up inside.
Yeah.
That I would just scream the fuck out. In the shower, in the pillow, while driving.
Yeah. At home, I was like, my therapist says that you are not emoting a lot, when hence your emotion gets piled up. And that's what even Nikhil saw that movie that day and he started to cry because he was piling up emotions again 100%. And again. And somewhere out of it, it just overflows. And dude, I still remember one day at office, something happened, I started to cry. Like proper tears are flowing. And I just put on hoodie and I'm like working. One of the persons like, what happened? I'm like, nothing. Let me work. I didn't go. Then I like proper like full tears went. I washed my face. And then drank a cup of coffee and drink. And even coffee is sort of like a really comforting. If I'm not feeling well, I drink a cup of coffee. And coffee gives you energy to do stuff. Caffeine is there. So you end up to do something. I used to go and eat at McDonald's. Or if I'm really down, I used to go drink Red Bulls. Two cans of Red Bulls. So it pumps you up. And you start to do stuff. There are like a lot of things which you should not do. Eat a lot of sugary food. So that's also comfortable. That also gives you a boost of energy. But you'll crash and burn after 1 hour or 1.5 hours. That's also there. Oh, well, like I wanted like people who drank alcohol or smoke cigarettes after their breakup or, you know, no one.
Yeah. Done it.
Wanted to.
But I stay with my parents.
No, it was because I knew that at some of the level, if I drink alcohol now when I'm already at my lowest point,
it will go to excavate.
I might get addicted to it, and it will just go downhill. And I'm not able to pull myself out of it.
Yeah, so everybody's scared of
them. Yeah, so whenever I'm scared or whenever I'm feeling low and I feel like, or maybe think, I don't think only, but sometimes it comes now, okay, maybe this might help. So I avoid it only, I distract myself with anything other than which would ruin my whole body.
Yeah, I'm putting myself in work. That's it. Work.
Honestly, I only drink to shut my mind. That's all.
Yeah. I'm into tea. That's it.
I was talking to my friend today. She was like, and I literally told
cream pie wala, cream pie wala, Venkatesh.
Yeah, call whatever you want. Okay. Cream center loud. Naam to barabar bol de.
So cream center wali.
So anyway, so I was talking and. I literally told I have 15 thoughts running in my head all the time. She was surprised. 15 thought, and then maine ginaya 15 thought. I'm like, fuck, tu itna soch raha hai. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I can't help it. It's sort of that.
there.
I've sometimes like I go end up going, but it is what it is. Sometimes yeah, it okay. is just, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the, my major when I drink or when I smoke, not just the tobacco. Whenever I do, it's just to calm the fuck down. That's all.
Hello, police.
हमको सुशांत सिंह राजपूत का सप्लायर मिल गया. Okay. So yeah,
but I hope you guys, what to say, in future or like presently, you are in a better relationship. But
everybody does well.
Yeah, everybody does well. But at the end of the day, this is what I'm like. I'll become 27 at the end of this year. But somewhere I feel like there's this quote, right, that it's always better to be loved and lost than to be not loved at all. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere I feel deep down, I feel that shit. I was never in a relationship.
What's that?
It's better to be loved and lost than
to be not
to
be loved and
loved at all.
Then not to be
loved at all.
मेरे को सुनाई दे रहा था इट्स बेटर टू बी लाउड एंड लॉस्ट लाइक लाउड होने से क्या मिलेगा
लाउड LOVED
चिल्लाने मिलेगा ना ब्रो
अरे एंड ऑफ द डे
किधर है मेरा लाइफ किधर है मेरा लाइफ
बट एंड ऑफ द डे या इट हैपेंस डूड सी व्हिच आई रिग्रेट आई सॉ दिस इज व्हाट आई वांटेड टू दिस मूवी कॉल्ड एज ज़ॉम्बी लैंड ओके Have you watched or heard about Zombieland? So there's this main character. He has this wish that he has to brush a girl's hair over her ear. That's his entire wish through the movie. He tries to do it the first person and that girl becomes a zombie. By the end of this, the whole movie.
Yeah,
and he's able to do it. But at a certain point of time, I'm like, fuck, I'm not even able to do that. Like it's somewhere it hits you, right? I'm like, shit, everybody has been in relationship, everybody's talking about breakup. I'm like, how okay, you guys this talk.
Exactly what I talked about. Like the fear of missing out kind of makes you end up going into wrong. A lot of people end up going into wrong.
No, I never want to be like, I have said Nikhil the stories, but I don't want to. I'm writing jokes on them. But other than that, I don't want to give like their names out or say anything about them. But at the end of the day, somewhere you feel right that oh, not even one person loved me. Other than my parents. Somewhere it hurts you, right? Like you're having like 27 shit. What is this happening with your life? Nothing is happening. What am I doing?
Why is Nuri laughing so hard?
Dude, fuck, I was on mute. I was saying even my parents didn't love me.
Yeah, of course. Same here. I have a younger sibling. She's doing better in her life.
Wait, your parents loved you?
Yeah, but okay. Somewhere it hurts you, right? Somewhere
I,
like,
I was going to say I was 26 when I first went on a date. So it just sometimes it takes time. Yeah. I just believe everybody has different timeline. We don't have to go to the same timeline. Yeah, some people they find their first love at the first go. I know many people like they have been in a relationship for 15, 16 years, now they are married. You know, I know some people who have been in a relationship for 10 years, they broke up.
Yeah, so fine. I don't do it. I'll wait for my arranged marriage.
Hey, just hear me. I'll find someone for you.
Arranged marriage. Okay, Nuri. I'll leave you now.
On that note,
I'm a good matchmaker.
I set
a relationship for myself, but for my friends. Giving advice for my friends, I am the best.
Everybody is. So I'll say this why. I read about it. So when we are critically thinking about other people's problem or frontal lobe, front part does the calculation, everything. And that's when for other people's problem, we're able to solve everything. But when we are solving our own problem, our frontal lobe doesn't act. And that's the reason, like whatever relationship shit, anything we try to go, we flop. It's not our mistake. It's our fucking evolution's mistake. Okay. It's our evolution who screwed us.
That evolution's note. I would like to end the episode.
Yes, but, please. I'm sleepy.
Bye. It's 2:30 at the night here. We're shot for close to 2.5 hours. And this is just part one. Like, with 5 panel members here. It's great. Thank you so much to everyone who was part of the episode. It was massive fun to shoot the episode and had a lot of fun. And also... deeply thankful and grateful for you all of you guys who could be on the episode and talk about your emotions, your stories, your personal connects really means a lot. Thank you so much. And audiences who listen to us really, really means a lot. Thank you so much. And if you could, you know, connect to any of our stories, any of our breakups or whatever, I hope you're finding yourself in good place. And if you're an asshole, fuck you. Yeah. So yeah, that's all it is. So yeah, thank you so much. Hope you get better. And on that note,
go to therapy.
Please go to therapy. Follow us on Instagram, The Irrelevant Stories. If you wanna like have us talk about a conversation, have a conversation about something that you think would work, please DM us. And you know, share stories, do whatever. Please help us grow this podcast. Thank you so much, audiences. Cheers. See you next week. And everybody, bye. Ciao.